Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
The Opinion Line. Cork's 96 FM.
Good morning.
Good morning, PJ.
How are you?
I'm not too bad. I will apologize if I start coughing.
That's okay. When did you get diagnosed with COVID-19?
I actually first had symptoms of COVID-19 from the April 7th, 2020, but I actually didn't get properly diagnosed until Easter Monday on the 13th, and that was actually through our care. It was actually a doctor actually diagnosed me clinically because I wasn't able to actually go for another COVID test.
Right.
Yeah. And from then on, like, I have been, it's just like the symptoms started really with a cough. And then when I was told from work that I was actually gone into isolation because I was a close contact, I actually didn't think, no, that's not me, you know, I'll be fine, you know. And then it just, I had a brutal headache, and then the chills came, and the shortness of breath, and the fatigue came, and I thought, oh my God. So I actually hung up Park Health and I got an appointment, and I was surprised at my result because everyone else around me was actually, that were close contact, were all coming down with COVID-19 positive. So
this was in the very early days, of course, when the testing regime was nothing like as quick as it is now.
Well, yeah, exactly. So I was lucky that I was actually never admitted to hospital, but I think it was about four times I went into A&E, and I was diagnosed with, during last year, I was diagnosed with COVID. Sorry, there's a lorry passing. COVID pneumonia, and I had COVID pleurisy, and I was back again with COVID pleurisy. And then they were worried about clotting because I collapsed late September last year. And it just didn't turn out. There was no clotting in my blood at the time. But to this day, like, it's just trying to get an appointment, PJ, with a consultant, and you get one, and then he says he'll see you in 6 months, and then you don't see anyone in 6 months. You get, your appointment gets cancelled.
Yeah.
And then your GP, then, if you ring up, say, today for an appointment for next Tuesday, you don't get it.
Yeah.
You know, but you have to ring that morning. Like, GPs, I don't know if GPs understand what we're going through sometimes, you know, like, just medication after medication, you're trying to take, and you don't know what's doing you good and what's doing you bad.
The whole point of this is that you are still, you first began to feel ill on the 7th of April 2020.
Yeah.
Today is the 24th of March 2021, and you are still sick.
Yeah, I'm still sick, and no 2 days are the same. One day, like this morning, now I'm okay, but yesterday I pushed myself too far. I actually was in with my GP yesterday evening, and I just crashed. Like, my legs were just aching, my whole body was aching, you know. So if you do too much, you pay for it. If you spend 70% of your day sitting down, you'll be fine the following day. But if you don't, you'll have consequences the following day.
And you never made a full recovery from that first Easter
weekend?
No.
I haven't. And that's what's, it's driving me mad, because like a lot of people that didn't get COVID don't understand you and they think you're putting it on. And even employers are the same. And it's just, it's very hard, you know. You have to be in it to know what it is.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a doctor friend of mine.
Yeah.
In Dublin. Got it in late April last year and is still unwell.
You know,
and it's and we first began to talk about long COVID, I'd say back August.
Yeah.
We came across the first evidence of it. And then, of course, the national and the mainstream media, they discovered it as if. But there's been people out there, lots of people, Emma, sick for months.
Yeah, absolutely. It's just, like, I was referred to a long COVID clinic in the CUH. I actually, this was last year, I got a letter last week to say that I'm on the list, but there's no evidence of a consultant's name. Like, it just, I just feel the government, and they're not highlighting how long COVID, and like, there's a lot of us there. Like,
yeah.
I'm in the long COVID group on Facebook, which Claire set up, which is absolutely fantastic. And there's a lot of us out there, and we're all suffering in different, like, it's not just respiratory. PJ, like, you know, there's people out there with multi-inflammatory diseases as well, like subsequent health issues. If any of us were hospitalized, we would have a full renal, liver and bone profile to check for, but because we can breathe, it's okay, you know?
Are you able to work?
No.
You haven't been back to work since?
No. No, I wish I could work, PJ. I really wish I could.
Yeah.
You know?
And what have they discovered? You're scarring, I think, in both lungs.
Yeah, that's right. You see, when I went to, I had a chest x-ray, and the chest x-ray came up clear. So, but I knew, you know, I remember saying it to my partner, I said, you know, my lungs aren't right, I know there's something wrong. And anyway, I went into my GP and I said to her, I said, I want to go for a CT. I said, my lungs are very sore and I think there's something wrong. And she said, well, your x-ray is clear. So anyway, she booked me in anyway, and I went up and I had, and the next thing, she rang me, I think the day later, and said to me, she said, Emma, you're right. She said, you're scarring both lungs.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's scarring that either will or will not heal. You don't know, do you?
We don't know. Like, I had another CT going back at the September last year, and it hadn't healed then.
This, you know, must be very hard to deal with mentally as well as physically.
Oh, it is. Yeah, like, as I said, like, on my email, like, I'm on antidepressants because it hits you so hard emotionally.
Yeah.
You know? It's just, it's hard going, like, it's, you know.
And is it the fear that you'll never be right?
That's exactly, like, I never thought that, well, I suppose we didn't know enough about it. I thought, you know, when I was clinically diagnosed, I actually thought, oh, 2 weeks of this and I'll be back. Mm. You know, that's what I thought, but we didn't know anything much about it then. Yeah. I never thought, but here we are, a year later, and I'm still suffering.
Yeah. You got so frightened at one stage, I think, you actually...
I did. I got really, like, when it was really tough, and it can be at times, like, you wake up in the night and you get actually trying to breathe, and you can't, and you're sweating, and I got so worried, you know, I actually rang a solicitor and made a will because, you know, I didn't know, would I survive? I left my partner, all my details, bank details and everything, because I didn't know what was going to happen to me.
Right.
You know? And you still get those, not often, but you still get them.
Yeah. And you'd be of normal, were you of, as they say, normal good health beforehand?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, if there was anything I'd like, you know, I'd have, you know, I never would have anything like this, like... You know, the usual breaks or anything like that, but not something debilitating like this.
Yeah, and that's the best word for it.
Yeah.
Debilitating. Like, you can't go back to work. You And you have frequent pain still, I think, have you?
Yeah, I have it at the moment when I'm talking to you now in my lungs.
As we speak, you've got pain.
Yeah. You know, and like all you're fishing for then is painkillers.
Yeah.
But they're, I don't agree they're the answer either.
Yeah. Yeah. And have you been in a position to see anybody who can look further into the damage to your lungs and maybe reassure you that you might be able to get better or what?
I went to the CUHC, Mr. Henry, and it was his number one I saw. And as I said, he'd see me in 6 months, but the 6 months has come and gone. Like I actually had an appointment on 22nd of January and got cancelled.
Yeah. I remember, as I say, when we started to talk about this, maybe in the early autumn last year, it was a woman in Scotland that I spoke to first, and then I spoke to a lad up the country. But all the time we were getting these calls, come here, that's me too, that's me too.
Yeah.
There's people all over, and I spoke to one woman in up around Macroom way, who couldn't actually raise her hands long enough to wash her hair in the shower.
Yeah, like PJ, like there's men going through this as well as women.
Yes, I know.
Yeah, you know, and like we all have differing complaints, like it isn't just respiratory.
Yes.
You know, like it's just, that's the frightening, like when you look at this group, like we all have different things. Some of us are the same.
Yes.
You know, but like, it's all of different things.
How does it affect you day to day? I assume that you can't make any plans because you don't know how, like you can't make a plan for tomorrow because you don't know how you're going to feel.
No, basically is you try, like, I know this sounds silly, but like you get your clothes ready for the morning, you know, the night before. You plan everything, you know, when you want to go for your walk. Because it's so important.
Is that you get your clothes ready because you don't know if you'll have the energy to find them in the morning?
Exactly. Like, wow. You don't know if you have aches and pains. You could roll out of bed okay. Like, this morning I had aches and pains all over. So I got out of bed and, you know, and then it's just like everything's like an effort. Having a shower is an effort, you know?
Yeah.
You know, it's just, everything is just an effort.
Are you worried for the future?
I am. I'm very worried. Like, I'm my early 50s, and I'm frightened because, like, I'm a year into this.
Yeah.
You know?
And no sign of improvement, is there?
No sign of improvement.
Oh.
None whatsoever.
Yeah.
You know? It's just, you know, it is. It's just, like, winter was tough going.
Yeah.
It was very tough. You know?
Yeah. Wouldn't be frightened to get another dose because you can get this twice.
Well, you see, this is the thing, like, you know, like I'm be kind of afraid now, you know?
Yeah.
Like you could pick it up anywhere.
Yeah.
And, you know, all I can do is make sure that, you know, and make sure I do my hands right and wear a mask and, you know?
Yeah. How do you feel, Emma, when you see people telling us that this is only an old flu and to cop on and to get on with our lives and all this? How do you feel about that?
Well, I used to retaliate and I decided, don't do that. I used to just give out and now I just don't bother. I just think, well, you decide for yourself.
Yeah.
You know, because there's no point. It's a waste of breath.
Which you don't have a whole lot of to waste.
No, yeah. I have to think of myself here, not anybody else's selfishness.
How do you keep driving on?
You just have to. Like, I'm very lucky. I actually have two dogs, and they've kept me going, I suppose, in the last year. Yeah. You know, I have to get out. I have to walk them, you know. But, like, I have to have my nap in the afternoon, PJ.
Yeah.
You know, I need to rest.
Yeah.
People don't understand that.
Yeah.
You know? It's hard. Like, it's just, you just, sometimes you're like hitting your head off a brick wall.
And I mentioned work. Like, is your job something you could be doing from home, say?
No. I have to be at work.
Right, so, which means you can't go in, obviously.
Yeah, and I can't go in. And that's hard, you know, because you don't know whether your employer believes you or not.
Yeah.
You know, because they can get a bit irrational with you.
And how are you fixed? Do you get sick pay or what do you get?
Yeah, I do. Yeah, I get sick pay.
Yeah.
You know, But it's just, you can get very irrational over it.
Yeah.
You know, and sometimes you feel like giving out and saying, well, you know, I'm not here for the fun of it.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely being on antidepressants, I think that frightens people.
Yeah, yeah. And I'm not the only one out there either.
You're not. There's a lot of people like you.
Yeah.
Well, look, go and rest yourself now, because I know even this effort for the last few minutes has taken it out of you, and you'll be tired.
Yeah.
Look after yourself. I sincerely hope that if in another year's time you'll be much, much better. Are you anxious to get a vaccine when it comes around?
I've actually got it.
Oh, have you?
I got the Pfizer vaccine, yeah.
Oh, brilliant. How did that happen? You're...
I'm a healthcare worker, so...
Ah,
yeah.
Great.
Yeah. Yeah, oh God, yeah.
Oh, so you're safe enough, so as in you're not likely to get it again. That's brilliant.
Well, apparently you can get it, but at very...
Very, very mild levels, yeah. Listen, I'm going to leave it there, Emma, and thanks ever so much. That's Emma, who got sick on the 7th of April 2020. This is the 24th of March 2021, and she is still sick. Scarring on her lungs, aches and pains, can't work. Incredible fatigue, uses an inhaler, painkillers, antidepressants. Nearly a year on. That's long COVID for you.
Cork's 96 FM.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.